for Richie Schaefer after his first week in the majors. I asked Richie, what was most memorable?
You know, I think just, you know, stepping foot out on the field for, you know, that bottom of the first inning in Chicago, you know, stepping foot out there and you know, just kind of looking around and being like, you know, it's official now. I got stuff, like the game has started, officially a big leaguer. It was something that was pretty surreal, but, you know, I realized I had to, you know, focus up. We had a game to play. We had, you know, business to take care of. But, yeah, that was, I think, between that and the first hit were definitely two moments where I was just like, you know, this is awesome.
Are there sights, sounds? I mean, you get to play first base for one of those games, so I'm sure there are conversations going on as a guy comes over to first, or things that happen that stick out. You know, some people remember everything. Some people remember just individual moments.
Yeah, you know, playing first, obviously you get to sort of interact with the other team a little more than other players do. I remember one time LaRoche got on, and we were just, you know, having a conversation, and, you know, he's like, hey, how's Cashy doing? You know, I was like, good, I guess. That is my first day. And he's like, oh, I didn't realize this is your debut. I was like, yeah. And he's like, congrats, man, that's awesome. So he was, you know, he was pretty nice. But, yeah, so, I mean, the whole weekend was really cool.
What did it mean to your family? Put that in perspective.
I mean, it was awesome. You know, it's hard to even describe. You know, I'm so grateful that they were there and they got to share that experience with me because, you know, without them, you know, I wouldn't be in the situation that I am now. And, you know, they were there from the very beginning, you know, always loving and supporting me and guiding me and pushing me. So for them to be there to share that experience with me was a dream come true.
Part of that whole dream was the first hit being the home run and then the celebration that went viral. Could you have imagined it was going to get that kind of attention when it was going on or after it happened?
Yeah, I had no idea it was going to blow up like it did. I just came in and, yeah, I was sort of on cloud nine. So I came in and I was just messing around. Like, I'm a big goofball anyway, so I like to play around and have fun. And, you know, I think obviously as I get more comfortable with the team, my personality will start to come out more. But that was a moment where, like, you know, I was just, you know, elated and I was at, you know, just they were messing with me. So I was just going to, you know, joke around, give some fake high fives, whatever. I had no idea it was going to, you know, blow up the way it did. So, yeah, I mean, that exploded. It went viral so quick and it was just, yeah, it was pretty wild.
What's most unique, either text or tweet that you've gotten from a friend after all that, because I'm sure your Clemson buddies, everybody got a look at that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my phone was going crazy for the next, you know, 3 days. It still is. So I had to turn, like, my notifications off on Twitter because it was just blowing my phone up every second. It was dinging or buzzing or something with a mention or a retweet or something. So it was wild. Yeah, I mean, I probably got over, geez, I don't know, probably 300 text messages from friends and family and just people from over the years that have, you know, kept up with me and just saying congratulations. And so it was awesome.
In the meanwhile, you're trying to get settled. Is there anyone in this clubhouse who's brought a piece of advice that's helped or something that, you know, just helps in settling you?
I mean, the fact that Kurt's here helps a lot. Casale, you know, me and him are pretty close. We've played together for a couple of years now. I was actually the first guy Kurt ever met in the Rays organization when he got traded here a couple years ago in spring training. I just happened to be right there when he walked in, and I was just like, hey, man, what's going on? And he's like, Richie. And so, you know, he was one of the first guys I met in spring training, and I know that I was the first person he met for the Rays. So we've kind of, you know, we've been friends for a while now. So having him here, having someone, you know, that is, you know, can kind of, you know, tell me a little bit about what's going on and stuff like that has helped. Longoria's been really great about, you know, he's like, hey, if you need anything, like, let me know, like, going over what we do in the infield and stuff, going over everything. Pretty much everyone's been, you know, warm, welcoming, and couldn't have asked for a, you know, better reception.
And what was it, do you think, that keyed your success at the minor league level, and how do you try and translate it here?
I mean, I think it was just, you know, a lot of hard work, you know, because there was a time, you know, last year where I wasn't feeling nearly as good as I am now. And, you know, so it took a lot of work and it took, you know, just a lot of confidence and faith that, you know, things were going to get back to the way they needed to be. I think, you know, in terms of having it translate here, I think it's just, you know, maintaining that confidence and going up there and not trying to be someone, you know, different, but, you know, go in there and just, you know, play my game and let, you know, my hard work and skills take over.